And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
On today's show, it's Russell Westbrook Appreciation Day around here because why not? Steph Curry and the Warriors tease with a potential first-round upset over the Jazz, and news involving LeBron James, Masai Ujiri, and Jaylen Brown. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, May 11th. Happy Tuesday morning to all of you. Russell Westbrook's Washington Wizards visiting the Atlanta Hawks. Will that be weird to look back on historically? Westbrook on the Wizards. Nah, I don't think so, because Russ making his mark very well known with the Washington Wizards. Russell Westbrook coming in tied with Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles in NBA history at 181. 9:40 left in the fourth. Westbrook almost has the triple-double. 19 points, 15 assists, and 8 rebounds. He grabs his 9th board from the defensive glass, goes coast to coast for a score in typical Westbrookian fashion. Timeout, Atlanta. He had 21 points, 15 assists, and 9 rebounds going into the timeout. Feeling good after that end-to-end jaunt. Of course he should. Just one board away from the record. And out of the timeout, the Hawks missed their shot. Westbrook went up hard. Grabbed a big board, a nice board to set the record on, took it the other way, and of course he wanted to make the record look good on both ends, so he drove to the rim, but he was blocked away by Clint Capella. Wizards teammates congratulated him during the next break and play, but then there was some confusion. One of his rebounds was taken away earlier. The TV broadcast quickly put up his stats and notified viewers he was still a rebound short. No need to worry, we still got time. So then he had to go out and grab another board a minute later. It wasn't as sexy as a rebound, but he wanted to set the record in style after trying to set the record in style. So he went up the floor again, took it all the way up, and shot up a pull-up three that missed. And there you have it, 182 triple-doubles and a triple-double in 5 consecutive games to get there. So how would the game end? The rest of the fourth, Westbrook made his presence felt, kept it close, and then had a chance to end his record-breaking night perfectly. Hawks up 1, can't score with 7 seconds left. Westbrook brings it up on the fly, no timeout needed. It's Westbrook's ball. Oh, this is going to happen. Rises up from 3, but he didn't follow through, as Vince Carter said on the broadcast, and it missed. That could have been the perfect ending. It kind of felt like we were going to get that ending like we did versus the Nuggets in 2017 when Russ set the single season record for triple-doubles with 42 and then canned the deep game winner, which gave him exactly 50 points. Either way, congrats to Russell Westbrook. He grabbed the ball after the game. He said, "I don't usually pat myself on the back, but I'm going to pat myself on the back after this run." Of course he should. A great run to get there, averaging 23 points, 16 boards, and 18.8 assists over his last 5 games. Very much video game numbers, including 5 straight 15 assist performances. You know, after doing all this writing and reading about Russell Westbrook the last couple months, Russell Westbrook is a good example of a guy who's had a Hall of Fame career, talked about endlessly by basketball media and fans for 13 years, but hasn't really needed a nickname. Not at all. I wonder if this Mr. Triple-Double thing sticks. I don't think so, because Russ is too big to be labeled just with one moniker. He's just Russ. And we'll see in the play-in tournament, Russ, probably. The Wizards haven't secured a spot, but it's likely still happening. Even though they dropped to 10th with the Pacers barely taking care of an 8-man Cavs team in Cleveland. On the other side, the Hawks got closer to the Knicks 4 seed with the win, and they could be tied with them after Tuesday night's games, because the Knicks have a tough one with a tough competitor returning. Probably. A lot of mystery going on in the NBA. This guy has a nickname, the King. LeBron James likely to return Tuesday versus the Knicks for the Lakers' final push to get out of the play-in tournament. At least that's how it seemed after Lakers practice, because several reports said that he'd play. Then the injury report was released and LeBron was listed as out. But as the Athletic's Jovan Buha pointed out, he was listed as out before his recent return versus the Sacramento Kings. So I think we should see him. And not only could Atlanta be tied with the Knicks for a home court series, but they could be tied with the Miami Heat if they beat Boston. A three-way tie. And the Celtics have been hit with some really deflating news. Jaylen Brown is done for the season with a torn ligament in his wrist. Career highs in points for him at 24.7. Also career high in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, assists, steals, and blocks. He was shooting like 60% for a while to start the season through 12 games. I was salivating over that. Obviously, it came down a bit, but he was great enough to achieve his first All-Star appearance. But very surprisingly, the Celtics couldn't get it together, even with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's incredible season. They are a 7th seed and likely to be part of the play-in tournament with the Hornets, Pacers, and Wizards. The 24-year-old will be back next season to wreak havoc on the league. It's not a lower body injury, so he will be back better than ever. Speaking of young players improving, I should have mentioned DeAndre Hunter returned for the Hawks after missing about 6 weeks. That wasn't very nice of me. Back to the floor, though, because there was a playoff upset tease in the Western Conference. The Warriors clinched the spot in the play-in tournament Monday. Then they played a drama-filled game against the West's number one seed. We all hope we get this kind of drama in next week's tourneys. Can't wait for those. Golden State was up 18 on the Donovan Mitchell-less and Mike Conley-less Jazz with 8 minutes left, but Jordan Clarkson led a furious comeback, part of his 41-point night, before Steph Curry sealed it with a three that relied on the Draymond Green-Steph chemistry on a reload after Steph missed a three. Beautiful lead pass to get Steph right into it, and then Steph gave Draymond the look. Ah, yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, man. They're looking forward to going into a playoff tournament where they could face the Jazz. Now, the Jazz give Curry fits. They are a big, long, tough defense. They did a good job on him most of the night. Steph got his 36, mostly from inside the arc. Those are two of the top five defenses in the game. Yes, Golden State is up there. Steve Kerr has done a very good job on that side of the ball with the team. Now, the Warriors have had a lot of heartbreakers this season, so it was a good one to get for them. Steph, with those 36 points, increased his handle on the NBA scoring title with Bradley Beal sitting out for the Wizards on Monday night. Let's stay in the West playoff tournament here for a sec. The Spurs look like they'll be taking part in next week's festivities with their win over the Bucks and the Pelicans' loss to the Grizzlies on Monday. I asked the guys yesterday on the No Dunks Daily Show if they'd rather see a Zion-less Pelicans team or this young Spurs team with some exciting young players who got the bounce. And after an 87-point first half against the Bucks, 87 first half points against the Bucks, the highest scoring half in Spurs history, the answer is an easy one. They've got the young guys, they've got the oldies too. It's like a TikTok and Facebook mashup. Six Spurs had 19 or more, including the young guys, DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, and Keldon Johnson, and then the oldies, DeMar DeRozan, Patty Mills, and Rudy Gay. Great showing by them over the Bucks. To wrap up the Western Conference here, the Blazers got a win over the Rockets team that was very shorthanded to maintain their hold on the sixth spot and their ability to stay out of the play-in tournament. It probably should have been a more convincing win for the Blazers, but a W is a W. And on a night when the Tampa-Toronto Raptors were officially eliminated from play-in contention, Raptors fans got some good news concerning Masai Ujiri and his expiring contract. The president of basketball ops will sit down to talk about his contract next week with Larry Tannenbaum, a Raptors ownership executive, according to the Toronto Sun. Okay, it's not necessarily good news. There's absolutely no guarantee that Ujiri will remain in Toronto past the current season, but it's better than nothing news. All right, that is it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Tuesday. I'll be back Wednesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.